Será? जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदा यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदा यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमदिष्टिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमदिष्टिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की व्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई यमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की गोलोकेर प्रेम धन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की निताय गौर प्रेमानंद All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 16 वर्स 4 ऋषि उवाच न वै महाराज भगवतो मया गुण विभूते काष्ठा मनसा वचसा वा दिगंतुम अलम विबुधयायुषापि पुरुषस्तस्मात् प्राधान येनैव भूगोलोके विशेष्यम् नाम रूपमान लक्षन्तो व्याख्यायस्यामाह वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ऋषि उवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यू टू स्पीक न नॉट व इन डीट इन वी विल डायरेक्टली रीड ट्रांसलेशन द ग्रेट ऋषि सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड माई डियर किंग देर इज नो लिमिट टू द एक्सपेंशन ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड्स मटेरियल एनर्जी दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज अ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ऑफ द मटेरियल क्वालिटीज सत्वगुण रजोगुण एंड तमोगुण Yet no one could possibly explain it perfectly even in a lifetime as long as that of Brahma. No one in material world is perfect and an imperfect person could not describe this material universe accurately even after continued speculation. O King, I shall nevertheless try to explain to you the principal regions such as Bhuloka, Bhugoloka, with their names, forms, measurements, and various symptoms. Purport. The material world is only 1/4 of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's creation. But it is unlimited and impossible for anyone to know or describe, even with the qualification of a life as long as that of Brahma, who lives for millions and millions of years. Modern scientists and astronomers try to explain the cosmic situation and vastness of space, and some of them believe that all the glittering stars are different suns. From Bhagavad Gita, however, we understand that all these stars are like moon in that they reflect the sunshine. They are not independent luminaries. Bhuloka is explained to be that portion of outer space through which the heat and light of the sun extend. Therefore, it is natural to conclude that this universe extends in space as far as we can see and encompass the glittering stars. Srila Sukadev Goswami admitted that to give full details of this expansive material universe would be impossible. But nevertheless, he wanted to give the king as much knowledge as he had received through Parampara system. We should conclude that if one cannot comprehend the material expansions of Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly cannot estimate the expansiveness of the supreme of the spiritual world. Brahma Samhita confirms this. Advaita Machyutam Anadi Manantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanamcha. The limits of the expansions of Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot be estimated by anyone, even a person as perfect as Brahma, not to speak of tiny scientist whose senses and instruments are all imperfect and who cannot give us information of even this universe. We should therefore be satisfied with information obtainable from Vedic sources as spoken by authorities like Sukadev Goswami. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Anantakoti Vaishnavarindaki Chai. So, in this verse, Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj that he will be describing the universe, but he very honestly accepts that it's impossible to describe the universe completely. So sometimes we, while understanding this entire cosmos, or we trying to figure out the exact situations of the various planets, there are differences and sometimes there are conflicts, and sometimes one gets so much obsessed by his own opinion about certain things that he thinks that if this is not accepted, then he may change his all path altogether. Okay. So, when our Vidyapeet was going on, Gaurang Prabhu, after this fifth canto, He used to come and take us one session because this fifth canto, especially this entire description of these planets and everything, it's so complex. Is many times seeing this entire description, one becomes confused that whether it is true or not. Okay, so one has to keep this faith that the description of entire universe is to make us realize that the glory of Supreme Personality of Godhead and how it is actually impossible to understand the entire creation. So one who is able to cross this, one who is able to accept this, yes, I cannot understand the entire glory of Supreme Personality of Godhead and His creation, then from sixth canto, the first, like the glories of His holy names is being described. Okay, so that's a very wonderful description. So we have to understand that we cannot understand completely the entire planetary system. So, and because today is Vaman Dwadashi, who practically covered this entire creation with only two steps, and we will be discussing on Leela, on this wonderful Leela or pastimes of Lord Vamandev. So practically just by his desire, he conquered all the three planets, and Bali Maharaj, who was the emperor of entire universe practically, he was helpless to give even three steps of land to Lord Vamandev. So we will be discussing this glory. So this is a wonderful pastime where Krishna tests his devotee, and he like places him in such a in such a awkward situation, in such a difficult situation, but he does this to glorify his devotee. Okay, so sometimes, so there is a constant desire between Lord and his devotees. Both of them want to glorify each other. So Lord also is always finding different means and ways how he can glorify his surrendered devotee. So we cannot describe the glories of Lord Vamandev without describing or discussing about Bali Maharaj. Similarly, we cannot describe the glory of Lord Narasimha Dev without discussing Prahlad Maharaj. So any pastime, any leela, there has to be God and there has to be a devotee. Okay, so and because of the devotee, Lord becomes glorified, and because of the Lord, devotee becomes glorified. So both of them enhance each other's glories. So we will just discuss this pastime, and we will discuss various lessons that comes in the course of pastime. So Bali Maharaj, after the fight with with the demigods, he was practically dead, and Sukracharya at that time brought him back to life, and being extremely grateful, he worshipped Sukracharya, followed all his instructions, fully surrendered, and then when he was ruling under the guidance of Shukracharya, the descendants of Bhrigu, okay, they were very pleased with the behavior of Bali Maharaj, and again under the guidance of Shukracharya and descendants of Bhrigu, the priests of Bhrigu dynasty, they performed a yagya called as Vishwajit yagya. Okay, so when this yagya was completed, there was a from the fire, the things that came out were celestial chariot covered with gold and silk, yellow horses with a flag having a symbol of lion, okay, bow and arrow, and infallible quivers that contains unlimited arrows, okay, celestial armor, and Prahlad Maharaj gifted him a garland which will never fade, and Shukracharya gifted him with a conch shell. So now Pali Maharaj, he was defeated, now he is fully ready. He offered respects to Shukracharya, the Brahmanas, Prahlad Maharaj, and he then started towards Swarga, Indralok, and wanted to defeat Indra. So that time, so immediately he was very powerful now, and with entire army he was looking very effulgent. And Indra, he was in Swargalok, and when he saw the army of Bali Maharaj with such a great strength coming towards Indralok, he discussed with Brihaspati. He said that the power of Bali Maharaj, it seems that he will drink entire universe through his mouth. Okay, he will lick all the directions with his tongue. He will burn all the directions with his raised eyebrows, with his eyes, and he will annihilate. He is looking like a power of annihilation, which happens with the help of Samvartaka. Okay, so what is the reason for this? And then Brihaspati, he says that currently it is impossible for anyone to defeat Bali Maharaj because of mercy of priest of Bhrigu dynasty, and sincerely he performed this Vishwajit Yajna. Currently it's absolutely of no use that you go and fight with them because you will be defeated. So the best course is you just leave your kingdom, flee away in disguise. Okay, so no one should be seen, everyone just flee away. Okay, so when Bali Maharaj came with entire army desiring to fight, there was no one to fight only. So he started ruling the kingdom, and he was like the sole powerful emperor in all the three worlds. Okay, then at that time everyone was hiding, and Aditi, Mother Aditi, she was very much lamenting, she was morose. And that time Kashyap Muni, after many years, he returned back from his meditation. Okay, so when Kashyap Muni returned, he asked various reasons to Mother Aditi that what is the cause of your being morose? Didn't you? So he asked many things, but one thing he asked repeatedly was, did you send away any guest without giving him something? Didn't you respect any guest properly? So he says that if someone goes back from any house without even being asked for a glassful of water, so that house is as equal as a hole that are present, holes that are present in fields where jackals live. Okay, so this quality of service to guests he emphasizes very much, and he mentions various things like didn't you respect the guest or beggars or brahmanas or religion, and many things he said. And then she said that actually we did everything, but she described the entire situation, and then she expressed a desire that please do something because Bali Maharaj, Bali has conquered everything, and our sons, all the demigods, they have to flee from Swargloka. They are living in disguise at various places. So she said that please do something so that our sons can regain the kingdom. Okay. So Kashyap Muni, he smiled that how she is thinking me and mine, and he just said that how the illusory analogy of the god is so powerful. And then here comes the first lesson. So he gave this vrata called as payovrat. So it's performed during Falguna, 12 days during the bright fortnight. So he says that perform this yajna. And Aditi, Mother Aditi, performed this yajna very attentively, and finally Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appeared. Okay. Now, she is praying to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Vishnu, he says that I fully know what is your desire, and Supreme Lord, he says here, okay, currently I know that you want your sons to regain the kingdom. Okay. And he says, Supreme Lord is saying, that currently the power of these demons, power of Bali Maharaj is so much that no one can conquer them. They have perfectly worshipped Brahmanas and they have perfectly performed Yajna under guidance of Bhrigu dynasty priests. So it's practically, they are practically unconquerable as of now. So now she has prayed, performed and God is coming and he is telling that they are unconquerable. Okay. Because he says that because they have taken shelter of Brahmanas and to fulfill, and because they are being protected by Brahmanas, they indirectly have my protection. And now you have come to ask benediction for your sins. So this is the glory of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this world, the cause of envy, the cause of competition or comparison arises because the source is limited. Okay, so if there is only one seat of any post, or there are competitions for IAS exams and various competitive exams, because there are limited seats, everyone know that if 100 people are trying for this seat, only 5 or 10 or 15, whatever the seats are available, only they will get. Okay, so naturally there comes competition, naturally there comes envy. Okay, so this very cause of envy is because of limited source. Okay. But in Krishna's case, it's unlimited. Okay. Everyone can please Supreme Personality of Godhead and get his love 100%. It's not that if one person becomes pure devotee, the second person will lose his chance. Okay. He has conquered 50% love of God. Now I am remained only with 50%. It doesn't happen like that. Okay, everyone can get 100% love. So source is unlimited. And second, Krishna says that if you help another devotee to achieve, to come closer to me, if you help another devotee to experience my love, you will experience my love much more and much faster. Will achieve the destination much faster. Okay, so this is the beauty of devotional service. First of all, everyone can please Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone can acquire his love 100%. And second, the more we help another devotee, more we help other devotees, the more God becomes pleased with us. Okay, therefore he says, what is the actual position of devotees? Das, 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 anudas. So here, Mother Aditi is praying that, and this is on a spiritual platform, on material platform also. Mother Aditi is praying that please help our sons to regain the kingdom. But on the other hand, there is Bali Maharaj, who is also under the protection of Brahmanas. So Supreme Personality of Godhead says here that they are unconquerable as of now, but still because you have prayed to me, prayers to me never go in vain. So therefore, I have to do something. I have to plan something because I cannot know whoever comes to me, whoever prays me, he will never go empty-handed. Okay. So he now plans everything just that both of them become satisfied. Okay. So that is the quality of equanimity. So this is quality that sammoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshti nacha priya ye bhajante tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyam. So externally there are devotees and demons and asura and devata, but for Krishna everyone is same, and he will grant whoever comes to him with sincere desire, prays to him, takes shelter of him, he will grant everyone without any discrimination. So this quality of equanimity is very, Lord becomes much, much more glorious because of this quality. Because this is the quality of a leader. This is the quality of a king. Anyone who is at a leading position, this quality is of utmost importance. Okay. So if a leader or a king, he cannot discriminate. If anyone comes to him, and similarly is in the case of Brahmanas. So we hear this wonderful example of Dronacharya. So when Drishtadyumna came to learn this art of archery, he taught him very without any discrimination, knowing very well that he is learning to kill me. Okay, so this is a quality of a leader, no discrimination. So, and again in this section only we learn that whatever desire one has to approach Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Mother Aditi, even though she had desire, that so Kashyap Muni was laughing that she is currently displeased because her sons have lost the kingdom and they are bereft of entire opulence. So this is because of Maya, because of this understanding of me and mine. But with this understanding, even if one pleases Supreme Personality of Godhead, akamo sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. So for whatever reason, one has to worship Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. So that's the first lesson that we learn in this situation, in this pastime, that how Supreme Personality of Godhead is absolutely equal. He does not discriminate. Okay. Then he says to Mother Aditi that soon I will come as your son. Okay. So go and worship your husband Kashyap Muni, fully meditating that I am present within him. Okay, and then soon I will appear as your son. Okay, so then after some time, Kashyap Muni, he realized that how Supreme Personality of God has entered within him, and from him he entered the womb of Mother Aditi, and then Lord appeared. So initially he appeared with full opulence, shankh, chakra, gada, padma, pitambari, that mala and makara kundal, mukut, everything was looking effulgent. And then he became a little dwarf, vaman, okay, in front of everyone, like a great actor, it's mentioned. And soon there was great celebration, and then the time came for thread ceremony of Lord Vamandev. He is a Brahmana, he is a Vamandev. So in the thread ceremony, son personally chanted the Gayatri mantra for Lord Vamandev. Brihaspati gave the sacred thread. Kashyap Muni gave the belt. Moon gave the Brahma dand. Aditi, Mother Aditi gave the inner wear. Okay, the deities of all the heavenly kingdom, they gave umbrella. Brahma gave the water pot. Seven sages, they gave the kushagra. Saraswati gave the string of Rudraksh beads. Kuver, okay, like he is the treasurer, what he gave the begging bowl to Vamandev. And Mother Parvati, Mother Bhagavati, she gave the first bhiksha, the first alms. Okay, so now Supreme Personality of Godhead as Lord Vamandev, he has appeared. Now there was a wonderful sacrifice being performed on the northern bank of Narmada river, in the place called as Bhrigukachchi, where Bali Maharaj was performing a wonderful yagya. Okay, and at that time Lord Vamandev, because he has to fulfill the promise that he gave to Mother Aditi, he went to that place. So when Vamandev was coming to that place, he was looking like a sun. He was so effulgent. Okay, so the entire place, everyone's, it diminished the effulgence of all the Brahmanas and all the priests, everyone, even the opulence, like the effulgence of King Bali, everyone's effulgence diminished by the presence of, by just arrival of Vamandev. So some said that, is that sun god who is coming? Is that fire god who is coming? Chatushkumar, are they coming? Okay, and finally, when they saw that there is a small little boy, a Brahmana boy who has come. And just by seeing the beauty of that boy, everyone was totally like captured, captivated. Okay, so when Bali Maharaj saw that here is a Brahmana boy, he worshipped him, gave him a nice seat, washed his feet. Okay, and then Bali Maharaj asked that, please ask some donation. Okay, please ask from charity. So you look very effulgent, and are you in need of a cow or gold? I can give you cow or gold or some home? Do you want any wife or village? Or he described elephants, chariot, whatever you want. Okay, I am ready to give anything in charity. Okay, so Vamandev, initially he builds up. Okay, because he will be asking practically a great charity, a very astonishing charity. He says that, oh, Bali Maharaj, your dynasty is glorious. So he's building up. Okay, he's making the platform. Your dynasty is glorious. No one in your dynasty has ever refused any charity. Okay, and after giving promise, no one has stepped back. Okay, in your dynasty, Prahlad Maharaj, the great king, he glorified Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. Vamandev is glorifying that Hiranyaksha was so powerful, with great difficulty, Varaha Dev killed him. And he said that out of fear of Hiranyakashipu, Lord Vishnu entered into the hearts of all living entity. He was so powerful. So he glorified his entire dynasty. And he said that because you asked me that I should ask some charity, please give three pieces of land. Okay. So it was like an insult to a great king. A great king is asking to some beggar or some person that ask whatever you want, and he says that just give me 1 rupee. it's an insult to the king also. Okay, and this Brahmana, because so when Bali Maharaj, he heard from Vamandev, so his statements were very high, it's very learned. So Bali Maharaj said that your statements are very highly elevated, and it seems you are very learned. But in terms of your self-interest, you are not so very mature. Okay, you don't know, because you are a small child, you don't know what is beneficial for you. You don't know. So you can ask me some island. I can give you some island. You can ask as much land as you want. I am the king of all the three planets. Okay, so after asking charity from me, there should be no need that you need to ask charity from someone else. So ask whatever you want. Why are you just asking 3 pieces of land? Okay. So from here comes the second principle. Lord Vamandev stresses on this principle of satisfaction. Okay. So very wonderfully he says, Yavanto vishayah preshthas त्रैलोक्यम अजितेन्द्रियम न शुक्नुवन्ति ते सर्वे प्रतिपूर्ययितुम नृप. ओके, यावन्तो विषयः प्रेष्ठस, एज फार एज द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स, द थिंग्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड आर कंसर्न्ड, यावन्तो विषयः प्रेष्ठस नो त्रैलोक्यम अजितेन्द्रियम. इफ वन इज अजितेन्द्रिय, इफ हिज सेंसेस आर अनकंट्रोल्ड. ओके, सो द three worlds, the opulence of all the three worlds will not satisfy him. Na shaknuvanti te sarve. Okay, so trilokyam ajitendriyam na shaknuvanti. Even if he gets all the three worlds, he will not be satisfied if his senses are uncontrolled. Okay, so that we see in the pastime of in Mahabharata. Duryodhan, after Karna, he like practically defeated the entire world, and all the kings were now subordinate to King Dhritarashtra. Krishna goes and he says that just give five villages. Just we will be satisfied in that five. Entire planet is yours. Just give 5 villages. No, it's not possible. So if a greed can never be satisfied. A greedy person, if a person is like Vishayi, he says, Trailokyam Ajitendriyam. So this is a wonderful quality of satisfaction. Lord Vamandev is saying that if your senses are uncontrolled, if our senses are uncontrolled, even if you get all the three planets, you will be unsatisfied. So Hiranyakashipu, so entire planet, each and every living entity was glorifying Hiranyakashipu, except a one small 5-year-old boy. Okay, so everyone was glorifying Hiranyakashipu. So if one 5-year-old boy is not glorifying, what is the big problem? But no, this is the nature of greed. So you want more and more and more. Okay. So he again says, ki yadrot yadrachayopapannena santushto vartate sukham na santushtastribhir lokair ajitatmo pasaditah. Okay. Yadrachayopapannena. If one is not satisfied with whatever comes on its own accord, yadrachayopapannena santushto vartate sukham. Okay, one should be satisfied with whatever comes on its own accord. Okay, so one should not put extra endeavor to achieve the things of this world, because the principle of this quality of satisfaction is not connected with the things of this world. Okay, this is an internal attitude. It's a state of consciousness which we have to develop in all states. It's not that if you have certain thing, then we will become satisfied. No. So this quality of satisfaction one has to develop, okay, with whatever comes on its own accord. And if one has this, if one can be satisfied in all situations, and one can be unsatisfied in all situations. So rather than striving or trying to achieve things of this world, one should develop this quality of satisfaction and be satisfied in this world. Okay, so he says that if I am not satisfied with 3 pieces of land, I won't be satisfied with 3 worlds also. So please give 3 pieces of land. So this is second lesson that we learn, satisfaction. Okay, then Shukracharya, so Bali Maharaj, he was very much satisfied. Okay, if you want 3 pieces of land, okay, immediately says, so be it, I will give. Okay, and he promised this Brahmana that I will give 3 pieces of land. Immediately arrives Shukracharya, the guru of Bali Maharaj. Now he says, okay, that you have done a great mistake by giving promise, by giving this promise to this Brahmana. You have done a great mistake. With 3 steps, in first step he will cover all the 3 worlds, second step he will cover all the outer space, and there will be no place for the 3rd step also. Okay, so now wonderful lessons, wonderful statements that Shukracharya says, which seems very practical. He says that charity, sacrifice, austerity and fruitive activity, this should be performed by someone who can maintain, who can manage it. Okay, if you don't have money and you say that I will give charity, it's difficult. Okay, so you should be able to handle that. Second, one should utilize his opulence, okay, not to become beggar, but one should utilize his opulence for religion, reputation, sense gratification, and for maintaining his family. Okay, and third, he says, what about, then Bali Maharaj might ask, what about my promise? I just gave a promise. So Shukracharya, he is telling that in flattering a woman, in joking, in marriage ceremony, in livelihood, maintaining his livelihood, and when the life, if someone's life is in danger, and for protecting someone from enemy, these are the 6, or and protecting cows and Brahminical culture, he says 7 things. You can lie, you can tell a lie, you can take back your promise. Okay, so practically he gave Shastric perspective, various concrete argument that how you can give up your promise. Okay, this is somewhat in the lines of Arjuna when he is giving various arguments based on Shastras, how not fighting is right for me. Okay, so here just imagine the situation of Bali Maharaj. Okay, one side he has given a promise to Brahmana, and second, and Shukracharya, now he says that this Brahmana is none other than Lord Vishnu. One side he has given promise, and on other side his guru who has given life to him. Okay, see the how much he is obliged to him. He has given life to him. Under his guidance he has got all the opulences, and from that opulence he is only giving the charity, and he is telling that give away your promise, and on the top he is guru of all the asuras. Okay, so this is now he starts thinking, he's deliberating on his the current situation. Okay, and then he says to Shukracharya, after proper deliberation, he says that in our dynasty, no one has ever taken back his promise. He says that Mother Earth can handle burden of everyone except a liar. Okay. I don't want anything. I am ready to go to hell. I am ready to experience extreme poverty situation or any distress, but I cannot be untruthful. Okay. Then he quotes examples of Dadichi, Shibi, and he says that many times the demons have been defeated previously, but never they lost their reputation of being untruthful. Okay, he was telling about his dynasty. So he says that I cannot just go back. Okay, so he says here importance of giving a word or promising someone. And this case was little different because this was the case of Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he has given promise to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now there is a difference. Vasudev also gave promise to Kansa that I will give all of my sons. Okay. Now if we apply all the statements of Bali Maharaj, the result will be different. Okay. Now Bali Maharaj is speaking all these statements because the person whom he has given promise is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. So Vasudev, he broke his promise to please Supreme Personality of God. Karna, he kept his promise and he displeased Supreme Personality of God. Okay. He promised to always be together, like with Duryodhan. Okay. And here, this if one has given word, so to in front of Supreme, one has taken some sankalpa, one has given some promise in front of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that must be followed. So underlying principle is importance of statements or promise in front of Supreme Personality of Godhead or to Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when it's specially about, it's not deviating from the path of devotional service. Okay, so that Brahmana, young Brahmana who was in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when it, like this elderly Brahmana, he is totally overpowered by his family members, and this young Brahmana goes to Supreme Personality of God at Gopal. Okay, he says that Kanya Pabe Moraman Ihana Hishuk Brahmana Pratigyaya Yehi Bada Dukh. Okay, Kanya Pabe Moraman Ihana Hishuk. I am not desiring to get her daughter in marriage. I don't want any happiness in that. What I am concerned is Brahmanera Pratigyayaya. This person has promised in front of you, and if he does not fulfill this promise, he will go to hell. Yehi bada dukh. Okay, so to fulfill his promise that he doesn't deviate from his statements, I have come here, and you have to come along with me as Sakshi. Okay, so it's very important that when one takes some promise or pratigya, that one will do certain, we take certain vows in front of Guru and Krishna. So it becomes very important. It becomes extremely important. Okay. So one should follow that. So this is third. And now this is again, in this there is a fourth lesson. Okay. Now there is a test. There is an extreme degree of test. So we see that Bali Maharaj rejected his own guru. Okay, Vritrasur, Prahlad Maharaj rejected his own father. So sometimes even you have, one has to go against his guru, his father Arjuna,
he practically killed his own grandfather, his own teacher. He has to go against his own teacher to please Supreme Personality of God. Okay, so this path of devotional service, there will be tests. There will be tests. Okay, so when Arjuna is in front of on battlefield, he is seeing Dronacharya, who taught him archery. Okay, he is seeing Bhishma Pitama, his own very beloved grandfather, and he has to fight and kill them. Okay, so these are various situations where one has to follow Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Okay, sometimes by following instructions you progress, and if the instructions, if the situation, so ultimately sam siddhir haritoshana, Krishna should be pleased. So if by respecting father, if by respecting guru, if their instructions are in such a way that you come closer to God or you satisfy Supreme Personality of Godhead, kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kena hoye sei Krishna tattva veta sei guru hoye. So the one who is guru, one who is actual guru, one who guides you closer to Krishna, one who brings you closer to Krishna. So if someone is telling something which will take you away from Krishna, immediately the person loses that position of being a father or a guru. And again we have the wonderful verse in Bhagavatam that if you cannot guide a person towards Supreme Personality of God, it cannot bring him to Lord Krishna. Don't be a guru, don't be a father, don't be a mother, don't be a king. Okay, so the role of all this superior post is to bring the person closer to Krishna. Okay, so a person has, and this Parikshit Maharaj, so if the instructions, if their instructions are is going against this path, then we have to rethink from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra perspective. Okay, so now Shukracharya was deviating. So even though he is his own guru, he is deviating from the Shastric perspective. Okay, so Parikshit Maharaj, Bali Maharaj rejected him. And to what extent? Shukracharya immediately cursed Bali Maharaj that you have become so learned that you are now you are now disobeying me, you are teaching me what is right, what is wrong. I curse you that you will be bereft of all of your opulence. So before Vamandev took everything, Shukracharya cursed him. Okay, so this is again, it describes the how to the degree a person is connected with Supreme Personality of Godhead, to that degree he will be able to deal with the fluctuations of the external situations. Okay, therefore Prabhupada says the greatness of a person is described by how he tolerates provoking situations. Okay, so external situations may change, sometimes it will be in our favor and sometimes it will be totally in against us. How to remain equal in both situations will depend to the degree how much we have we are surrendered to Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are not attached to anything. Okay, so for Pali Maharaj, this opulence was of nothing. In one of the previous statements, he says that at death anyways everything will be taken away. So why not give in charity? And when Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is asking. Okay, so he was absolutely detached. Okay, and he was a great devotee in lineage of Prahlad Maharaj, we say. Okay, so this is the fourth lesson, that how we should take shelter of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So test will come in our lives also. Okay, then fifth is, devotees are equal in all situations. So as soon as he gave the promise and Shukracharya left, Vamandev, he actually assumed his Virat roop. Okay, so brief description how in his this universal form could be seen by everyone. Okay, with first step he practically covered all the Bhurloka, second step he covered all the upper planetary system, and there was no place for the third step. Okay, practically everything with his body, he covered all the sky and all the directions, and everything was everywhere was only Vamandev. Everyone can see only Vamandev everywhere. Okay, so now the associates of Bali Maharaj, and after that, when he assumed that form, Brahmaji, he washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamandev, and that water became the wonderful, celebrated Mother Ganges, which purifies all the three worlds. Okay, so Jamvan, he started celebrating, he started circumambulating Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Supreme Personality of Godhead captured Bali Maharaj by Nagapash with Varuna. So now here comes the fifth lesson. Okay, how situations can change at any time. Okay, situations can change at any time. So Parikshit Maharaj is the emperor of entire planet. Immediately he will die in 7 days. Okay, Chitraketu Maharaj is the supreme, like, liberated person who is celebrated, and he is roaming everywhere in celestial earth plane. Pritrasur in a moment. Okay, cursed by Mother Parvati. And we see Jai Vijay, the glorious servants at the door of Vaikuntha. From Vaikuntha, what to speak of this world? From Vaikuntha. Curse, immediately they were like demons. Okay, so situations can change at any time. Okay, so all these opulences, all this. Lesson that we learn, that Krishna, Lord Vamandev performed this pastime to teach us that to acquire opulences in this world, you may take many years, you may take huge efforts, and you may take long time, but to take away everything, I will require one moment. It won't take time for me. Okay, I can take. So I am the supreme controller, so no one can challenge my authority. So Lord Vamandev is demonstrating with this pastime that for Bali Maharaj to occur, entire kingdom, he had to take lots of efforts, but to take away everything, I will just require a moment. Okay, and no one can stop. No one can stop. Okay, so this is the lesson, that Supreme Personality of Godhead can take any time and everything at any time. He is the supreme controller. Sixth lesson that we learn is, devotees, they are equal in both the situations. Narayana parasarve na kutaschana bibhyati swargapavarga narkeshu apityulyartha darsha. Okay, so all the examples that we gave, Parikshit Maharaj, he was the emperor, now he is about to die in 7 days. He is absolutely stable and same in both the situations. He took shelter of Supreme Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami, all the Brahmanas, Vaishnavas. Okay, Chitraketu Maharaj, he says, Vritrasu, Nanaka Prishtam, Nachapara Mishtam, I don't want sovereignty of all the three planets. I want nothing. I just want service at your lotus feet. Okay, Chitraketu Maharaj, after becoming an Asur, Vritrasur, being cursed, is absolutely equal. Okay, Jai Vijay, when they were cursed, they immediately felt at the feet of Chatushkumaras and said that, whatever curse you gave, it's okay. We are absolutely not affected by that. Just be merciful on us, that we may never forget Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our devotion to the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead should never be diminished. This was the prayer that Jai Vijay presented in front of Chatushkumaras. Okay, so devotees are equal in all situations. They are least affected by external situation. Okay, so here Bali Maharaj, see what a twist in his life. He is the emperor of entire planet, all the three worlds. Forget about planet, all the three worlds. Next moment, okay, he lost everything. Okay, second, he is bound. Okay, for a king to be bound by ropes, of emperor, it's like for a, it's said that for a kshatriya, dishonor is equal to death. And here is Bali Maharaj, forget about dishonor, such an intense degree of humiliation. Okay, totally helpless, bounded. And he is standing, and then Supreme Lord, and that time the assistants of Bali Maharaj, they said that it's our duty to protect the honor of our king. Let's attack Vishnu and kill him. Okay, so even in that situation, they are trying to attack Lord Vishnu, Lord Vamandev. But then the associates of Lord Vishnu, Lord Vamandev, they killed everyone. And Bali Maharaj, he told that, don't fight. It's not, the current time is not in our favor. So just accept. Okay, so Bali Maharaj was, and he was least affected. He accepted whatever was happening with him. Okay. Then Supreme Lord asked, where should I keep the third step? Okay, so I have kept these two steps, where should I keep the third step? So immediately Bali Maharaj said that you can keep it on my head. Okay, so even though he lost everything, okay, he was absolutely unaffected, and he said that I will not allow my promise to be gone, promise to be defeated. Please put your third, let place your third feet on my head. Okay, so, and he glorified, he says, at this situation, even everything was taken away, he says that this is actually your mercy. Okay, and just to make me humble, okay, you have done this. Just to give your mercy, you have performed this pastime. And that time, Brahma, he came. Okay, so he was bound. Then Brahma came, and he says that, oh Lord, he came and started arguing. He presented his opinion that, oh Lord, you become satisfied with patram pushpam phalam toya. Okay, someone gives with devotion just some water or leaf or a flower or a fruit, you become satisfied. And this Bali Maharaj, he gave everything to you. And if someone gives a leaf or a flower or a fruit, you give him his kingdom. And this person has given everything to you, and you have bound him. Okay, what kind of justice is this? Okay, the, he asked question to Lord Vamandev. Okay, now when asked question in this way, okay, and Prahlad Maharaj at that time, he also came, he says that, oh Lord, this is absolutely your mercy. It is you who gave everything to Bali Maharaj, and it is you who took back. Okay, so just to save from the darkness of ignorance that comes due to heavenly opulence. Okay, and then Vindhyavali also comes and she says, and then there are 5 points that Lord Vamandev says that actually how I gave mercy to Bali Maharaj. Okay, so currently Bali Maharaj is bound, and Brahma is arguing. He is presenting argument on behalf of Bali Maharaj. How can you do like this? And then Vamandev, he says wonderful lessons he gives in the end. He says that dull-witted and people, they get intoxicated with material opulence. Okay, so to show them special favor, so sometimes this opulence, janmaishwarya shruta shiribir edam manah madhapuma, so this tends to totally put the person in ignorance. And he forgets worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead. To show special mercy, I take away everything. To show special favor. So this is first thing. By taking away all the opulences, I gave mercy to him. Okay. So Krishna's mercy can come in any way. For Sudama, he was proud that there is no one who is more poor than me. So to make him humble and to improve his devotion, he gave him wealth. And to Bali Maharaj, he had little pride and attachment to his opulence to make him progress in his devotion and to show his mercy, he took away everything. Okay. Second thing, he says that this human life is very rare. So I did this so that he can understand the value of human life. Third thing, all the opulence, if someone has all the opulence and even then he is not attached to it. Okay, so Bali Maharaj, he had all the opulence, still he was not attached to it. It is just because of my mercy. Okay, so we'll go a little fast. Fourth thing, I did this because to glorify him in all the three worlds. Okay, so Krishna, sometimes we see the Pandavas, their entire life was so much of challenges. Kunti Maharani said that so many problems. But why Krishna does this? Just to glorify his devotees. Okay, so this is like lesson we can learn, that mercy of Krishna can come in any way. Sometimes it can come as punishment, sometimes come in a way of reward. A devotee should see the hand of God in all situations. Okay, and then he says, then Lord says that this I did this just to glorify my devotee. Bali Maharaj, because I have taken everything, all the three worlds I have taken back, so I have to give something back. So he says that Bali Maharaj, forget about this Indra Loka, this Svarga Loka. He will become Indra of the next Manu. Okay, so Lord Vaman Cave, and he practically forcefully snatched the kingdom from Bali Maharaj. If we see from one angle, it's not right, but he has to fulfill promise he has given to Mother Aditi. So he says that you will become Indra, but in next Manu. Okay, and in this, till the time next Manu comes, you will stay in Sutal planet, which will be personally protected by me. Okay, and it will be free from all misery, fatigue, dizziness and everything. Okay, you will be able to see my darshan always. Okay, and so that's the benediction that Lord Vamandev gives to Bali Maharaj. So, Bali Maharaj, because he kept faith on Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he tolerated the situation. Okay, so sometimes, rather than going on the lines, on the instructions of scriptures or on the instructions of Guru, we tend to analyze the situation by our intellect. Okay, so tolerance is when we see the situation from the perspective of Shastras, following the instructions of Guru and serving and pleasing Supreme Personality of God, and not getting deviated by immediate adjustments. Okay, so he tolerated the situation and he kept his promise and see the result. Okay, so service and faith in Supreme Personality of Godhead always rewards. And ninth lesson is Bali Maharaj says that I just attempted to offer my obeisances to Supreme Personality of God. It's not that I specially worshipped or something. He came, I just attempted to offer my obeisances to Supreme Personality of Godhead. This small gesture, this small devotion, see what I have received. Okay, I have received opulence. So, okay, so if you, it's like giving 1 rupee and getting millions in back. So I have got opulence also, I have got devotion also, and I have received everything. Of course, he is least attached or interested in opulence. But still, he says that how you can achieve everything. So in Krishna, in devotional service, neha bikrama nasho asti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayata. A small endeavor in this path is like we will get so much in return. Okay, so this is ninth. And finally, he asked Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj to go to Sutal planet, and Bali Maharaj glorifies Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj also glorifies Supreme Personality of Godhead. And to Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Vamandev says that you will also see me there in the form of Vishnu. Okay, so because Prahlad Maharaj, he always sees Lord in the form of Vishnu. So Krishna says, Vamandev said, you will see there in the form of Vishnu with Shankar Chakra Gada Padma. So both of them went, and last Shukracharya, okay, who gave certain instructions to Lord to Bali Maharaj. Lord Vamandev turned to Shukracharya and said that Bali Maharaj performed this yagya, okay, but the result of yagya was opposite. Okay, the yagya was performed that his strength should increase, but everything was lost. So please tell me what was the discrepancy in this yagya. Okay, so Shukracharya says, "Oh Lord, you are yagya purush. Since you have come, how can there be any discrepancy? Okay, if you are satisfied, definitely there is no discrepancy. In fact, the yagya is now absolutely fulfilled. The purpose of yagya is fulfilled. It is successful." Okay, so we see that Shukracharya, just few moments before he was giving some instruction, and now he is giving another instruction. And we should understand that everything that happens happens by will of Lord. Okay, and then Shukracharya says that as far as yagya is concerned, mantratas tantratas chidram desha kalar vastutah sarvam karoti nischidram anusankirtanam tava. Okay, if there are some discrepancy, mantratas tantratas chidram, okay, if there are discrepancies, mantra following regulative principles in time, place, person or situation, okay, sarvam karoti nischidram, everything becomes purified, all the mistakes is nullified. Anusankirtanam tava, if one takes your divine holy names, your pure holy names, and you have personally come here and you have showed your darshan, so definitely this yagya is much more successful than any other yagya. Okay, so these were the 10 lessons that we learn from the pastime of Lord Vamandev. So we are already over time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki cha, Srimad Bhagavatam ki cha.